We are up to Perek Chet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 8, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Erevin. The Mishnah, the Perek begins with trying to understand how exactly an Erev Tchumen works. In other words, how is it established? So says the Mishnah, Kitzad Meshtatvinim Bat Tchumen. How do we make a communal Erev Tchumen, meaning that so that anyone who wants to be able to rely on it will be able to rely on it? So, Maniach Asachavis Omer, a person puts down the barrel of food with this food that the intention is that the Erev would be established. And he says, he makes the following declaration. He says something interesting, and similarly something that we have not really seen much thus far. He says that this food, which is an Erev Tchumen, should be for all the people of my town, and he qualifies it. He says, for all those people who are going beyond the original Tchum, beyond the original boundary, to be Menachem Avel, or to join like a wedding. Now, specifically why this is so odd is because it's totally foreign to us to be Menachem Avel and to go to a wedding on Shabbos, but it seems like these were definitely parts of how things were done back in the day. We don't really do these things nowadays, but the point is that what the Mishnah is stating over here is that it's making the point that the only time one should really ever rely on an Erev Tchumen is for a mitzvah purpose. So if you're going to go be Menachem Avel, you're going to go to a wedding, then we understand that. Okay, then it's a mitzvah to do these things, but the thought is that it really should not apply to someone if they are not going to be doing a mitzvah. Now, by going outside of the 2,000 amos in the single direction. Now, the assumption is, though, I believe that regardless, a person is able to rely on the Erev Tchumen, even though it's not a positive thing to do that. So, anyways, this guy makes a declaration with food, and the food does have to be owned by everyone. How do they do that exactly? Well, it's pretty simple. The guy has to do is say he's going to have someone accept this barrel of food on behalf of everyone else, to be mazake it on behalf of everyone else, and then he would make this declaration with the barrel that it should be for all the people of the town, specifically for the people who are doing these mitzvahs of going to be Menachem Avel, or who are going to a actual wedding banquet. But again, I do believe that probably most simplistically is that this does apply to everyone else, even though the Mishnah does say that he does make the statement that it applies to someone who is going to a base Avel or a base Mishta, but again, I can't confirm that right now based on the reading of the Mishnah itself. Once the Erev is made, then whoever accepts the Erev, and again, that's an important aspect of Erev, you have to accept the Erev, so whoever accepts the Erev while it's still daytime, on Erev Shabbos, meaning it's still not Shabbos yet, so then he's allowed to rely on this Erev Tchumen on Shabbos and walk beyond the 2,000 amos and go 4,000 amos in the direction that the Erev is in. Misha techshach aser, but once it's already dark, he can no longer accept the Erev Tchumen for himself, and then it does not work. He can't use this Erev. She'in ma'arvin misha techshach, because we can't make an Erev after dark, and since an Erev can't take effect after Shabbos, so therefore he can't accept it on Friday night after Shabbos has already begun. Mishnah Beis now goes into the interesting discussion, which will have a four-way machloket regarding how much food you need for the Erev Tchumen. So it's a fascinating machlokas, says the Mishnah Beis, kam hu shiro, what's the minimum amount of food that you need to establish the Erev Tchumen? Mizon shtei sudos l'kol echad, you need enough food to supply two meals for every single person who's relying on this. So for a city, let's say, that's a lot of people. Two meals for every person who's relying on it. Says the Mishnah, how big are the meals? Okay, so that's the key question. Mizono lachol v'lo l'shabbos de Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, two meals refers to the Erev user's portion of food for his weekday meals, and not for the portion of food for his Shabbos meals. So weekday meals and not Shabbos meals. Why? Because the weekday meals are smaller and the Shabbos meals are bigger. So Rabbi Meir says you could be lenient and say it's talking about the weekday smaller meals. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, the Shabbos v'lo l'chol. Rabbi Yehuda says it refers to the Shabbos meals and not to the weekday meals. V'zeh v'zeh miskamnen l'hakil. However, both of them, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, are trying to rule leniently. In other words, how do you get that? Well, quite understandably, we understand that why the weekday meals would be smaller than the Shabbos meals. We certainly, for the most part, experienced that a Tuesday lunch is much different than a Shabbos afternoon lunch. So, okay, so the weekday meals, I understand how they could be smaller, but how is Rabbi Yehuda trying to say that Shabbos meals are smaller? So the understanding is that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing that Shabbos meals, since a person normally has three meals, especially imagine like a Shabbos in the winter when they know, when someone has lunch at 12 o'clock and they know they're going to have Shal Shudas again at 4:15 or whatever it is. So he has smaller meals, those first two meals. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are both agreeing that you choose the smaller meal, and the smaller meal is going to be the one that is going to be defined as the amount of food that you normally eat. But again, according to Rabbi Meir, the smaller meal is usually the weekday meal, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the smaller meal is usually the Shabbos meal. Okay, now the Mishnah goes on with two additional opinions regarding how much food we define as how much food we define for this year. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer Mikikar Bepunjion Me Arba Sin Besela. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says that each portion for each person is a loaf of bread that's sold for a punjion, which is like a small coin at a time. So now this is where it gets a little complicated. When 4 seah of wheat can be bought for a seah. So in other words, what you need to know over here is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says the volume of each person's portion is 6 eggs, 6 kibetzas. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shtei Yados Lakikar Mishalosh Lakav. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the portion for each person is 2/3 of a loaf, when 3 loaves of bread are made from a kav, and basically what that equals is that Rabbi Shimon's measure is going to be 2/3 of an egg less than Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch's, because he says that it has to be 5 1/3 eggs. Okay, so 5 1/3 eggs versus 6 eggs. Okay, now, there are two other areas where this machlokas does apply to. So again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch and Rabbi Shimon were both arguing regarding how big the portion for the person needs to be, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says the volume of 6 eggs, and Rabbi Shimon says the volume of 5 1/3 egg. Now, the Mishnah gives two other examples where this is a relevant machlokas, and in particular, the machlokas is relevant to these two areas. Chatzi levayas hamenuga and the chatzi lefsola sagvia. They say the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch and the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon applies to the two cases of number one, half of the loaf Okay, let's take a step back for a second. So the two cases are as follows. One is the case of a house that's afflicted with tsaras, labayas and manuga, and one of them is a case of the amount of food that will make someone's body puzzle from being able to eat truma. So, okay, again, chetzi labayas and manuga. Half of the loaf that's discussed, again, between this machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan, is related to the law of a bayas hamenuga, such that when someone enters into a house and he stays there, the amount of time that it takes to eat half of a loaf of bread, then the clothing that he's wearing is going to become tamei, assuming that house is menuga with tsaras. Now, how much is that half a loaf of bread? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, it'll be one volume, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it'll be another volume. And then the chatzi loaf solos agvia, a half of a half of the loaf that's being discussed between Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch and Rabbi Shimon is related to the law of making someone's body puzzle for Shruma. So if someone eats 1/4 of the loaf mentioned, and it is Tamei, then he is puzzled from eating Shruma. And again, how much that is based on the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. That was just stated previously. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel, but for now, we'll stop right here.